Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, October 9th. And Burns, there's nothing like the confines of Boone Pickens Stadium to cure what ails you when it comes to football.
Well, that's right. It was a great victory for the Cowboys, and it went right down to the wire. But I really like seeing them achieve that really well-done drive right there in the fourth quarter, and that showed, I think, a lot of character and hopefully created some momentum for the future.
And let's turn to the new Postal Plaza Gallery. You're going to be taking part in a big public unveiling this week.
Well, we are. It's not really actually open yet, but, you know, we bought the old post office, which was built in the 30s primarily, downtown Stillwater, for a new art museum. And we have been remodeling it for the last several months. And it is to the point where you can walk in and see what's going to be. It is not finished by any means, and we don't have our collection up at this point, except in a small gallery. But it really is an exceptional space, and not only have we preserved a wonderful historic building for the city of Stillwater, but we found a wonderful facility for to display our art and to teach our students with respect to our art, and I think to be a real hub for activity in the kind of burgeoning downtown scene in Stillwater. So it's a win-win all the way around, and it's going to be very exciting. It will be part of our newly formed OSU Museum of Art, and we will be building at some point a permanent museum right on campus. Although I think we'll always have this facility downtown, which will be a tremendous place for learning and research. So Belinda Barry Fisher, who's well known around the state and certainly here in Stillwater, led the advisory committee that shepherded the project along. Melinda and her husband Dick are underwriters for tomorrow's open house, and we really appreciate their leadership on our behalf. So hope you'll show up. It's very exciting. You can't mail a letter there anymore, but you can sure see some great things.
Looking forward to it, Burns. And finally, you're talking energy this morning at the Governor's Energy Conference over in Tulsa.
Yeah, I'm participating on a panel with Oklahoma City University President and good friend Robert Henry, as well as the new head of Career Tech, Bob Summers. And we're going to be talking about the education of a new generation of energy leaders. Of course, OSU as a land-grant university has been a leader in providing the education, training, and research that's kept Oklahoma in the forefront of the energy industry. Oklahoma State University is the world headquarters of the Geothermal Association, as well as education programs in geothermal technology. We also have the National Energy Solutions Institute, NESI is the acronym, of course. And it is very involved in all aspects of researching energy solutions, but we have a new partnership with Smart Energy Source and CREC, as well as the Oklahoma Association of Electric Utility Co-ops, for a better and smarter use of our energy. We feel like Oklahoma can be the leader, and together with other higher ed institutions, we are working very hard to find these solutions, not just in the oil and gas area, which is very important, but also in wind, geothermal, and other renewables. So that'll be an exciting time, and I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll also talk about our savings here at OSU over the last few years with our energy management program. We estimate since 2007 we've actually saved about $28 million. Since launching this program. And our effort was a partnership, I might add, with OSU alum Bill Spears and his energy education company, Synergistic. So we're looking forward to that and looking forward to seeing everybody and, of course, our great OSU grad, Governor Mary Fallon.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.